Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Feeling a bit sluggish this morning, are we?
No, not too bad at all.
Picking it up, you know. No answer, it said on your thing.
No, well, you know, as soon as I know it's you, I used to think, oh, gosh, is this where we are again?
Really,
is this
nice.
What my life has
Highlights
come down
of your
to?
Day, isn't it?
No, it's an
Come on, no one else gives you as much
moment.
Entertainment as me.
It just eats away at the psyche. if I'm being absolutely honest with you.
Well, don't do it anymore, then.
Well, you know, you'd miss me. The ratings would plummet.
Not quite sure about
Station
that.
Station would be in turmoil.
Probably.
Let's think about it.
Absolutely. Okay, right. Well, you should be pretty happy because markets have had a bumper November, haven't they?
They really have. Investors gave thanks last week as equity markets surged to record levels. Global stocks on track for their best month on record, up 13%. US political uncertainty diminished as hopes of an orderly transition come to the fore. Clinical trials continue to paint a positive vaccine picture. Central banks are promising future support. Though gains have been tempered by the virus toll, which we know continues to mount. Economic data reports, which remain mixed, it's against the backdrop of elevated valuations. If you look at the weekly performance, S&P 500 is up 2.3%, close at an all-time high on Friday. Is up 13% year to date. In Europe, Stock 600 was up 0.9% last week. It's up 15% in November. Quite incredible. Safe havens broadly weaker. Gold slumped to a four-month low last week, trading below $1,800 an ounce this morning. Dollar's also been weaker. Market, I guess this week will focus on the OPEC meeting. Also remember on Friday, you get the US employment report, non-farm payrolls. We expect the US economy created 500,000 jobs in November. Unemployment rate, we look to tick down to 6.6% from 6.9%. Opening calls on the European bourses this morning, looking slightly weaker. Currently calling a FTSE down 11 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 50 points. CAC 40 in Paris down 21 points.
Is it too early for the Santa rally?
The Santa rally, I think it's come early this year in November. The question is, do we hang on to these gains as we look through the final month of the year and investors start thinking truly about the shape of the recovery as you look out to 2021?
So you're grumpy because you had to put the Christmas decorations up at the weekend, is that why?
Well, you know, the putting of the Christmas tree up is the sort of traditional start to the family arguments, isn't it? As you realise the lights are tangled from last year. Although I do work hard to put them away nicely each year, it has to be said. My strategy is go for a two-tree approach. Now, I don't know if you've embraced this, but certainly with young children, you need to go for this. I like a very classical tree. I don't like coloured lights. I like gold, and I like red as the colours, to be honest with you. Not too much messing around with it. I don't like homemade decorations. I don't like things brought back from school, quite frankly, to put on my tree. So I've created a second children's tree, which has helped to alleviate some of that pressure.
Tinsel or no tinsel?
On the kids' tree, there is tinsel. On my tree, there's absolutely no sign of tinsel.
So, but isn't your wife in charge of that kind of stuff?
She's a chief operating officer. So I make the executive decisions and she executes it.
Well, if you get it wrong, you get fired, won't you?
This is true.
Okay, let's have more about OPEC meeting coming up this week. Are they going to sort of cut production or will they be quite happy that prices are going in the right direction?
Prices have been going in the right direction. That's promising for them. Normally, this is a nice meeting. It's the Christmas markets in Vienna, although, of course, it will be virtual this time around. Question for members is whether to delay a production increase that's penciled in for January of 2 million barrels per day. If so, for how long? Demand, as we know, as you say, has been recovering over the course of the past few months to somewhere around 90% of the normal level, though jet fuel demand still apparently remains weak at around 50% of pre-pandemic levels. Been somewhat of an uneven recovery. Demand in Asia, as you know, has been surging. And that's not just China. It's also the likes of India, Japan and South Korea. If you look at Europe, however, the United States, by contrast, still remains relatively weak. In terms of supply, we have seen some elements of recovery there. Output from Libya has been increasing. The US has been back on stream in terms of production as well, regaining some momentum after the hurricane damage. As economies reopen, vaccine hopes rise. The oil price has been recovering. Brent trading close to $45 a barrel. We think as the economy continues to gather momentum, the recovery shines through next year. We'll see Brent somewhere close to $55 average.
Yes, I had noticed the prices have gone up at the pumps when I filled up on Friday.
You don't like that, do you?
No, I don't, no.
You watch the oil price very carefully.
I do. It's an expensive business driving. driving from Antibes to Monaco and back every day.
Speed you drive at as well. It's very fuel inefficient.
Yeah, okay. Can't remember the last time I had a speeding ticket, unlike you.
It's been a while, actually, since I did a course a little while ago.
You did? You had to do a course? Oh, no.
Driving awareness course.
Well, what did you do?
Speeding.
But how fast were you going?
Only a couple of miles over the limit.
Yeah, I think that's a bit unfair, isn't it?
I said a couple of miles. I shouldn't say only. This is something that I've learned from the course. You know, that's also important.
Right. And Arcadia, is it the end of Philip Green's business empire?
We have to wait and see. Of course, the Philip Green's empire includes some household names, like Topshop Burton's, Dorothy Perkins is on the brink of going into administration. We know that, threatening 13,000 jobs, concerned for the pensions, an estimated £350 million hole in the pension fund, although, of course, will be covered by the Pension Protection Fund. Even before the pandemic, you could argue, Arcadia has been struggling with the structural change that's been taking place, particularly that move to online, new competitors coming into the market, ASOS, Boohoo, taking away some of their traditional customers. Arcadia's failure could have implications, we know, for JD Sports' decision to acquire Debenhams. Arcadia is Debenhams' largest concession holder. Debenhams employs around 12,000 people. If indeed Arcadia collapses, then it'll be another blow to the high street. Oasis, Warehouse, Laura Ashley, Peacocks and Jaeger have all fallen into administration. And somewhat a sad end to a glittering career for Sir Philip, once known as the king of the high street, but certainly not all over yet.
Yeah, so some reports said Mike Ashley had come in and offered 50 million quid, but it was turned down.
There was reports of a £50 million loan that had been offered. I saw some suggesting that if it was only a case of £50 million to save it, this wouldn't really be the problem. So it seems to be a broader perspective that some of the issues that they're dealing with at Arcadia beyond simply the cash flow of £50 million.
And also Sir Stuart Rose, or now Lord Rose, couldn't resist getting involved either, could he?
Somewhat of a bitter battle between them, of course. Sir Philip Green tried to buy Marks and Spencer, I think, twice, actually. And Stuart Rose was appointed and stopped that from happening. So, not the greatest of friends, but certainly been business adversaries. But as I say, Sir Philip has been a genius before in terms of the financing and may well try to turn this one around.
Do you think that some of the brands will survive? For example, Topshop, Miss Selfridge, I mean, those are the more successful sort of lines. You know, Burton, Dorothy Perkins and Wallace haven't been so successful in recent years at all.
They're big names. They're well known. They're respected brands. They've been very strong in the past at being able to deliver what consumers wanted. We're very good in terms of understanding the supply chain and where demand was going to come from in the future, and that move to fast fashion, you could argue. So it's not impossible to believe that even after this process, there is some restructuring and the brand names at least can live on. The question is, can they develop into an online proposition, which is obviously where the market's going.
And what's the Barclays Brexometer saying about Brexit now? I mean, the pound's gone down by about a cent, hasn't it, over the last couple of days? And it's just a toss-up, isn't it, really?
Yeah, lots of debate around fishing rights over the course of the weekend, and would we see a compromise coming through on that one? So I saw Dominic Raab talking about fishing, saying if that was to be resolved, then the other pieces could fall into place and a deal could come through. Still feels like we are moving inexorably towards a deal, but by no means inevitable.
OK, well, you seem to be fairly confident. I thought you'd say you saw Dominic Raab down the pub when you're having your chicken in the basket on Friday night.
He doesn't live too far from me, actually, but no, I haven't seen him for a while.
He's your MP, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, OK. OK, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 133.5. Euro dollar coming in at 119.5. Going to get just over €1.11 for your British pound this morning.
I bet little Henry's disappointed that Chelsea didn't beat Spurs yesterday.
Yeah, there'll be some tears at school today. Lots of Chelsea fans and children of Chelsea players at Henry's school.
Oh, so
there'll
really?
There'll be a little bit, I won't say which ones, but they'll be a little bit disappointed, no doubt.
OK, well, a draw wasn't a bad result, really.
Tottenham are doing well, aren't they?
Jose's
back. He's a fiery character. You can't underestimate him, can you?
No. Right, so thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Speak to you in the morning. Hank Parson Barclays.